This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, March 19th, 2010, Gillette Stadium. Spring is in the air. And appropriately, apparently, the PFW staff has spring fever because I'm a roster of one today here at Gillette Stadium. This is Andy Hart, joined by absolutely no one, Paul Perillo, Eric Scalavino going under the knife, Brian Lowe. I sent him an email seeing if he wanted to make a guest appearance. Not in today.
Of course not.
Fred Kirsch, the grand poobah of Patriots Football Weekly and Patriots.com. Saw him in the hallway and said, Fred, you want to do a roster report?
Blah, 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 blah.
No, he laughed. He did not blah, 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 blah. He laughed at me. So just me. Won't take too long because we don't have a lot of moves to talk about. In fact, we have no actual moves to talk about. But our specialty here at Patriots.com and Patriots Football Weekly, rumor and reports. And we'll start at the tight end position where reportedly Algie Crumpler, 9-year veteran, 4-time Pro Bowler, is set to sign in New England, has apparently reached an agreement with the team, although it is by no means official at this point. Spent the last 2 years with the Tennessee Titans. 6'2", 262 pounds, and anyone who's seen him play knows he is not the same frame, not the same build as Benjamin Watson, a guy he could be replacing. A little bit more compact, a little bit more round, if you will, but has developed into quite a nice blocker in recent years. But a lot of you will remember back to the days of Michael Vick with the Falcons when Crumpler was his favorite receiver and was a 4-time Pro Bowler. Actually caught 40-plus passes for, I believe, 5 straight years with the Falcons.
A nice little player.
He's a nice round player, Wes, but he could contribute. And I think from what I'm seeing on the internet and fan reaction boards, maybe people are hoping that he gets that little boost in production from playing with Tom Brady.
Yahoo!
That'd be one of them. Sure, Yahoo, Pats fans, Patriots.com. You know, the voice of the people. There's many conduits to get to my ear, and I am a man of the people. It always gets to my ear. But let's be honest.
From behind the velvet rope of the VIP room.
Indeed. If you're going to catch passes from Tom Brady, you have a better chance to be productive than catching passes from Vince Young and Kerry Collins. So, last 2 years in Tennessee, there might be a reason for the fact that he had just a single touchdown reception each season. 27 receptions last year, 24 the year before. But even in his last year in Atlanta, 42 catches. Peaked in 2005 with 65 receptions, but had 6-5 and 8 touchdowns, 4-5 and 6 seasons. So obviously a productive player and a Pro Bowl player at his heights. May not be there anymore, but fills a large void on the New England depth chart because prior to this agreement, and as I said, not official yet, the only two players on the depth chart were one guy, I don't know how to say his name, but I'm going with Robbie Agnone on the practice squad a year ago, and Rob Myers, another practice squatter a year ago. Benjamin Watson signed with the Browns, Chris Baker was released, and you had a big hole to fill. Algie Crumpler goes a little bit of the way towards filling that hole, but I think it still leaves the position as a target on draft day, and I know that's a fearful thought for many Pats fans, having looked back on the many, many players the team has drafted and tried to develop at tight end over the years with mixed results and none of them really striking gold. The two first-rounders, Watson and Graham, were the best players, but neither lived up to his potential and expectation as a first-round pick. Guys like David Thomas were let go and found success elsewhere. And a lot of other guys just frankly washed out of the league as third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh-round picks with the Patriots at tight end. But it looks like they'll have to tap into that position potentially again this year because they still have a hole to fill, even with the addition, as I said, of Algie Crumpler, the ninth-year veteran, who is reportedly to have signed or reached an agreement with the team, soon to sign with New England. Add a veteran presence to the depth chart. I do want to say that I've talked to a few people that know Algie Crumpler, have worked with Algie Crumpler, and he is a good fit off the field for New England. Apparently he's quite a professional, perfectionist, hard worker. Really sounds like he will fit in well with Tom Brady on this offense and will do his best to learn the offense, which we all know from the Joey Galloway experience is the first step towards being a contributing factor in New England. But I think he will be a solid presence in the locker room, professional, with the media, with his teammates, with his coaches, And I think he's got a little something left in the tank. It'll be interesting to see if he can find some success that he didn't exactly find in Tennessee in the second portion of his career and maybe close out his career with a run here in New England as a Tom Brady security blanket. But beyond Crumpler, we have some other rumors and innuendo to talk about. One of them is a report that the New England Patriots are among five teams who have scheduled private workouts to look at Florida Gators quarterback, super winner, great person, Tim Tebow. I like it. That's good music for Tebow. God, I hope we don't draft him. But the Patriots, after his pro day, have apparently scheduled an individual workout to get a better look at him. Obviously, we have no idea. Is that to look at him as a quarterback, a wildcat back, an H-back? Who knows? But they will get a closer look, as they do with many players, and that list is growing of the reports of individual workouts. A couple more names to add to it. One that I'm intrigued by, Thaddeus Gibson, defensive end, outside linebacker type from Ohio State. I think he's an intriguing guy. I know the Steelers were very interested and worked him out, and we know they do a good job of developing outside linebackers and talent for the 3-4. Patriots have apparently scheduled a workout with Thaddeus Gibson. Another player, Damian Williams, the USC wide receiver, who is an intriguing prospect, a good-sized player, one of the top 5 to 7 wide receivers at the very least in the draft. Apparently the Patriots have scheduled a workout with him. And one other quick note on the tight end position, actually, a departure. Shane Waldron, who was the tight end position coach last year, has signed on to join the Hartford Colonials of the United Football League. He will be their tight ends coach down in Hartford on Chris Palmer's staff. Obviously, he will no longer be coaching with the New England Patriots. That move was never announced by the team, but reported elsewhere, they have not announced a replacement for him on the coaching staff as the tight ends coach. It's been speculated that Brian Ferentz, who was a coaching assistant a year ago, could take over that position. I don't know what that music means, but I like it.
Hartford Whalers, Hartford team.
Oh, okay. I got it. Good. You think when they score, they'll play that? Dun, 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 dun. That's a good
touchdown
song. They
should bring it back.
They really should. That's a good touchdown song. We should have brought that here. Now we can't steal it if they do it. That'd be wrong. But Brian Ferentz, I think there's a chance he could be your tight ends coach this year. Son of Kirk, former offensive lineman at Iowa and on the Atlanta Falcons practice squad. But Shane Waldron to coach with the Hartford Colonials in the UFL. Other than that, it's been a quiet week here at Gillette Stadium. The turf is down, the new field. Fred Kirsch always likes us to update on the minor minutiae.
He's felt it.
He has felt the turf up. Actually, the entire PFW staff walked on the turf yesterday. I ran a couple in cuts. It felt solid. Although I will say, up close, there's a lot of those black pellets at the surface, and I'm guessing those will settle in as those big 142-pound Revolution players break it in for the Patriots this spring during all the Revs games, assuming they don't strike, which is obviously another issue. But as I said, the big news of the day, reportedly Algie Crumpler will be joining the New England Patriots at the tight end position, a veteran of 9 seasons, former 4-time Pro Bowler, big body, a blocker, soft hands, maybe a soft midsection, but he could become Tom Brady's favorite target security blanket. Hopefully it'll work out better than some of the other tight end acquisitions over the years, and certainly some of the ones from last year with Chris Baker and Alex Smith. But that's going to do it. That's going to put a wraps on a quiet, Andy Hart-driven, Andy Hart solo edition of a Patriots.com roster report. In all likelihood, I will be back again next Friday, flying solo, to talk about hopefully some more interesting moves as the Patriots continue the journey to build the 2010 team and fill out a roster as we move towards the draft, summer, and training camp. Get out this weekend, enjoy the weather, and talk to you next Friday.
Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.